February is Black History Month, and during Morning Edition on Michigan Radio, we're bringing you stories of pioneering African Americans from Michigan. In the early 1930s, Donald White became the first African American to earn a degree from the University of Michigan School of Architecture. He later became the first licensed black architect in the state. I'm standing outside the Right Way Baptist Church in Detroit. Donald White designed this building in the 1950s, and I'm joined here today by Karen Burton. She's the co-founder of Noir Design Party. It's a group that highlights the legacy of pioneering black architects in Detroit. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for meeting me here today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about this building, what would the field of architecture have been like for Donald White and people in the era that he was starting to come into his professional life?
Well, if we look at architecture today, we know that there are fewer than 5% African-American licensed architects. For Donald White, back in the early 1930s, late 1920s, there would be even fewer. Certainly no one that he could really look up to say, that's who I want to be like.
He designed this church, and churches would have been a common project at that time. Can you explain a little bit about why that was and what kind of projects that he would have taken on in those days?
Black architects would have had to find someone to commission their projects, find someone who had the money to build. So churches certainly had a larger treasury than most people. So churches were the types of projects that black architects could get quite easily.
So we are standing outside this church, the Right Way Missionary Baptist Church that he designed. It was formerly known as the Agilon Baptist Church. Can we just take a walk and talk
Yes.
a little bit about the building and
Let's
what you
do.
Notice about it?
Well, it was designed probably for people who lived in the neighborhood. The entry is very close to the street. Looks like the church has been painted, though. I don't believe that this white is the original color.
It looks like there's a little bit of inlay in the
right.
in the
you
brickwork
can see,
there.
The brickwork, there's a cross. The windows have been glass blocked and bricked in. Those blocks probably were not there when Donald White designed this church. It may have been a stained glass window, which would be more traditional.
Many of White's buildings have been torn down over the years. Could you tell us a little bit about why that happened?
The city has gone through a lot of reconstruction. In the 1950s and 60s, it was called urban renewal. Paradise Valley area, Black Bottom area, where a lot of prominent African Americans and a lot of black businesses were. Those areas were torn down so that highway construction could be done, new neighborhoods could be built.
And along those lines, rather than the passing down of the family home that
mm-hmm.
could be sold
mm-hmm.
or buy the home next door, it's sort of tear down, uproot,
right.
tear down, uproot.
Tear down, uproot. And if there is not that generational wealth that can be passed on where people can commission an architect to build something new, black architects may have a harder time designing and building in the new areas.
Looking back at his career, what makes Donald White so significant in the history of black architects here in the state of Michigan and beyond in your mind?
So Donald White was very well known for helping other black architects start their careers. Not only did he do work here in Michigan and then in Alabama where he was licensed, he also worked with his partner at the time, Francis Griffin, for the United States government in Liberia. So he is a pioneer. He's someone that I really didn't know existed when I attended the University of Michigan, but I certainly look up to him now because I can understand the types of things that he probably went through as an architect.
Well, Karen, I want to thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.